Chapter 2. Oh, shit! My last day at Marketplace was a Friday, and for a whole weekend, I felt euphoric. I partied with friends, I reveled in the idea that I wouldn't have to get up at 6 a.m. on Monday, or Tuesday, or any day for that matter, at least until I got a new job. I felt proud that I'd walked away from something I loved, but that wasn't working anymore. I marveled that I had taken myself off track after living a work life that was one steady, planned ride. This was so out of character for me. And I loved that I seemed to be breaking my own mold. I had no plan. And it was great! Until Monday, when I realized that I had no plan. And that's when quitting became not great. That post-leap moment when you really absorb the idea that you have no idea what to do next, that's not a fun moment. It smells like failure and idiocy. Wendy Harris stepped off the track after a successful career as a securities litigator. She left her job because she felt a pull to do something more meaningful, though she wasn't sure what that would be. Also, she said, she was looking for a more supportive working environment. Law firms are not warm and fuzzy places, generally. She had taken an earlier sabbatical, but it wasn't enough, and she realized, after returning to her firm, that she craved a more permanent change. When I asked her what the first few days were like after quitting, her words were an echo of my own. "I was so euphoric," she said, "that I couldn't stop smiling. I would just take off that first week," I had said. "I would take it as a vacation, and I would not do anything. And then I woke up Monday morning, and I was like, good Lord, what have I done?" After that, I had these days when, in the same day, I would think, "This is great. This is totally going to work out. I can do this." And then, literally 5 hours later, I was asking, "What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know who I am anymore." It is culturally ingrained in us to be uncomfortable with the idea of not having a plan. It's a foreign concept. Most of us go through life with one or more plans, and we base our notions of success in large part on...